Welcome back to our fourth podcast of the week. This is Friday, March 20th, and the board met this morning, and our president, Kim Fuller, is here to report on it. Kim?
Good morning. Well, almost afternoon, about noontime right now. And first, let me say thank those board members on a moment's notice. Last night, we get the directive out of the state, and I called the board meeting for 9 a.m. at 9 o'clock last night, and five board members were present, canceled what they had to do, and got together. Very impressive, very fun to work with these people. And on a side fun note, my godchild just gave birth to a baby boy on March 17th. And everything's great. So, you know, you look at little things like that and reminds you, it'll all be fine. We'll get through this. And I'm sitting here talking with the magician Gus and Robert Faring, and we were kind of laughing. I'm wondering if we're going to have a baby boom in 9 months since everybody is having to stay home for a little bit.
We should. Millennials are calling this the boomer remover.
Yeah, this is. So it'll be fun to kind of see what's going to happen in a little while. All right, I'm going to go through a whole lot of different things, not necessarily in any particular order, because I just have a lot of notes, because I did. We just came out of a board meeting here 10 minutes ago. So let's go through some stuff. Security will stay online. Nothing will change as far as the security business, and the gates will operate the same. Nothing changes there. Access is the same. Keep in mind, the HOA only has jurisdiction over common area. We don't have jurisdiction over a person's private property, except only how it relates to the interaction of the common area. So security will stay online. Landscaping will stay online. That company is taking the protocols, and it's felt as an essential business. We don't want all the landscaping to die, and that would be economically pretty difficult. Same thing with the golf course. Golf course operations is suspended, as you all know at this point, but you will see the maintenance people still there. Now, although many of the staff will be laid off because the maintenance won't need to be as much, so you will see staff maintaining the golf course to make sure that doesn't die.
HOA. Question.
Yes, fire away.
The golf course is closed. What about the putting clock?
Okay, the putting what?
Clock, you know, the big areas where people could putt on.
I'm going to have to check that off my list later on. But as far as the putting areas, the four putting venues, there's three practice putting greens, one at each clubhouse, one at the end of the driving range, and the putting course. Those are all open. And the point there is maintain the 6-foot protocol. But no different than people walking, it seemed appropriate that somebody could walk to a putting green and putt and stay away from each other. That'll be the key, just like walking, stay away from each other. The practice area at the end of the driving range is open, but stay away from each other. And a lot of this has to deal with people putting and practicing. That's a one person experience. They're by themselves. That helps promote the social distancing. So those four venues will remain open. They'll remain open for the moment. Gates, they remain the same. Yes, walking is fine. Dog walking is fine. Keep your social distancing. Speaking of the golf course, no one is allowed on that golf course at any time. That rule has not changed, and it will not change for a variety of reasons. Keep in mind, even when the golf courses are not used, evening, we do not allow people on the golf course. We don't allow it for walking, for dogs, for bicyclists, for jogging. That same rule will remain in effect. We don't feel it's appropriate that we change that rule, because there would be an argument then that says after golfers are through in the evening, people should be able to walk on the golf course. And that's not the case. Keep in mind, a lot of homeowners here purchased homes on the golf course. with the agreement and understanding that people would not be walking outside their backyards anytime they wish when people weren't playing golf. We don't think we should disrupt that understanding. So the golf courses are closed. If security sees you, it's possible you're going to be cited. So stay off the golf courses, please. The North Channel, the dog parks are closed. Some people have asked about social distancing. Unfortunately, the World Health people believe the virus is transmitted by dogs. It can be transmitted by dogs. That's a possibility. We are not taking a chance. There is no way to social distance dogs, so the dog parks are closed. Now, the North Channel area where the lakes are, that's open. That's a walkway just like any other street. But you need to keep social distancing. You need to keep your dogs on a leash, keep your dogs away from other dogs. That's the goal now. Clubhouses. Santa Rosa Clubhouse will be closed. So effective immediately, that clubhouse is closed. The bistro is closed because the golf course is also closed. So that door will be locked. You can't access the Santa Rosa Clubhouse. Now, the Montecito Clubhouse will stay open for the business services only. No other activity will take place in that clubhouse except there are people who need to use the business services, and we're concerned about that because some people use our fax services for medical reasons. We need to maintain that. We need to help people who live here with those kind of essential services. So the Montecito will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week. The ballot box for the annual meeting, there is one in the Montecito. You can drop off your ballots in that ballot box at the Montecito. Because the Santa Rosa is closed, you no longer can put any ballots in the Santa Rosa ballot box. Now, many have asked me about residents as far as their in-home services, gardeners, contractors, and the simple answer is this. The HOA only has jurisdiction over the common area. Each of you needs to weigh that for yourself and be responsible. So we are not going to be taking any action restricting a homeowner from having their gardener or their caregiver. Some of these people are caregivers. No, this is you making a decision in your best interest. You need a plumber because your pipe's broken. You need to get a plumber. You got a hole in your roof. You need to get a roofer. So these are all reasonable things for which the board says this responsibility falls to the judgment of the resident. Putting greens, yes, they're, I've said that. You're open. You're good. The annual meeting will take place, but only for the purpose of counting ballots. Therefore, no one's going to be allowed in that meeting for the purposes of a meeting. You will be allowed in the meeting for the purposes of counting ballots and the election. So on April 7th, if you haven't already turned in a ballot, 9 a.m. the polls will open, and you can bring in a ballot. We will only allow so many people in that room at one time. So if too many show up, you'll wait. You'll wait outside. You'll turn in your ballots. 10 o'clock, the polls will close. We will count the ballots. And at 2 o'clock, we will announce the outcome of the ballots, the new board, and officers. So the April 7th meeting will take place, but the meeting portion will not. Please, don't come to this meeting unless it's just for a ballot and or something related to the election. We will video record it so there is a record and every single person will be able to witness the actual meeting and the counting of the ballots. Okay, security's on. We talked about that. Golf course, landscaping. Golf course closed, but you'll see maintenance, landscaping. Business services, okay. All right, Shadows. Shadows is open for takeout only. This is considered essential. There are many people who rely upon Shadows for eating, and that becomes just like a grocery store. We got to feed people. I am still of the contention, yes, if we're going to help ourselves through this crisis, if everybody ordered a meal, I did mine last night. I ordered the meal for my lovely bride and myself, and we went down there and bought a meal last night. If everybody does that, that will help. Clearly, at this point, tennis courts are closed. Pickleball is closed. Bocce courts are closed. Pools are closed. I've had some residents ask me about golf trail fees. You paid a trail fee to use your golf cart for a year. And I've had people ask me about yearly fitness passes. You paid a fee for a year of fitness passes. The board is not going to consider or even discuss any potential refund or credit until the crisis is over. We are to full operations, and then we will look at it. No commitment as far as any potential credit for trail fees and or yearly pass fees. You can write to me. You'll get my answer. We're not even going to discuss it until this is completely over and everything's back to full operation. People have asked about borrowing equipment. Okay, they're at home, and they're going to borrow it. They want to borrow equipment, some weights. The answer is no. We are not doing that. I understand that everybody's here paying HOA dues. Just because you're paying us HOA dues doesn't give everybody the right to take home an elliptical or take home a dumbbell, whatever it is. That doesn't work that way. This is the time we just all help each other do what's necessary. If you want to exercise, yes, walking, you're always welcome to go purchase whatever equipment you want for your home and take advantage. That's the time to do that. We are not going to be in the process of checking out equipment and having contact. On those putting greens, I will let you know, the flags will be removed. You will eventually see, if you live on the golf course, the flags will be removed off all the greens. So all the equipment will be taken out, so that hopefully less contact. Now, as far as future potential here, let's talk about that. There is no question at this point, golf course being closed, tune being closed, the income from those events is going to drop. It's going to drop quite a bit. And that means that will fall to the HOA as far as what's the financial impact. Now is the time where you give a whole lot of thank yous to the Finance Advisory Committee for planning financially to make sure we were financially healthy to withstand this crisis. We will be fine. Part of our balance sheet is very simple. We have 2.3 months of working capital. Okay, that's pretty good, $1.7, $1.8 million. That's the reason for this, is you don't know what might happen. Business-wise, you never know. So we're going to do our best to be as efficient as possible for now, but we believe we have every intention that the working capital will help to minimize the negative impact so that you are not going to see a dues increase. That is not the intention of the board. Relax about that. There's no intention of increasing 10 or 20 bucks to deal with this situation. We will deal with the budgeting of next year when August, September, October come around. The crisis will be over. We'll be back to normal operations, do our projections. And the reason for the FAC budgeting that amount is just for things like this. Now, to give you an example of how different that was, approximately 4 years ago, the year before I was elected to the board, and by the way, this had nothing to do with me. This has to deal with Bill Wethy and that finance group. The working capital was a negative $400,000. Now, if this crisis hit at that point in time, dues were going up or special assessments were going to hit. There was no way to survive this with a negative working capital of $400,000. You can't pay the bills. So under that FAC leadership, so you send an email. Everybody send Mr. Wethy an email. He steered this ship. He got it to the point of saying, this is how we plan to make sure our financial health will be okay. So thank you to that group. Okay, I think I've got through the biggest stuff. Thank Gus, too. If I need to send you a message over the weekend, Gus is going to be working to make sure I get it out. Board will be meeting 10 o'clock on Monday morning, simply to piece together the questions that are coming in order to see what we missed and if we need to make some reassessments of the operations. I think for me, I think I got it all. I got all these good things. So the last part is, it'll be fine. We're going to make through this. I see more people walking, smiling, talking. And so say hello to your people when you're walking. It's a great idea. We're going to be fine. Financially, we're going to be fine. And the operations will eventually return to normal and everybody get back to what they would like to do. In the meantime, we'll just hunker down and enjoy a movie. I look forward to seeing you real soon. Thank you.
Great. Well, and along the movie lines, I posted in that podcast fans section today one critic's opinion of the 100 best movies on Netflix right now. So go through that. That'll take you through at least the time we have our next podcast here, and we will go from there. So with that, have a calm, relaxing weekend, and we'll be back when there's more to report. Bye-bye.